everybody. Welcome to The Because Show, the podcast that bends you over and makes you beg for more. Too much.
Just enough.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Susan.
And we are The Because Show.
Welcome.
Hi, everybody. We hope you had a great week. We had a pretty good week.
Did we have a good week? We had.
What did we do?
We did a lot of shit.
We did. We had a pretty fun week.
And we're here to tell you about parts of it.
Yeah, I would say 60 to 70% of it.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are.
As promised, you may remember from the last podcast.
Yeah, this is going to be the All Experiencers podcast.
Yeah. So we were going to talk about sex parties, I think.
Sex parties and sexy parties.
And sexy parties.
Other reverse order.
There may be mature content happening.
There may be immature content.
So if you have kids in the car or room or whatever, just, you know, this is more for alone adult listening.
Very true.
Kind of like all of our other shows.
Exactly. You should know that by now. So if you guys don't know what The Experiencers is, it is a new segment on our show where we do crazy shit because we live in LA and we want to do weird stuff. That is the weird stuff to do here. So everything we've had, some that were kind of tamer but interesting, like getting a very expensive facial that I did, or have we even done any other ones?
We did a photo shoot, but that wasn't
the
really
photo
an
shoot
thing.
But we wanted to take advantage of LA and all the weirdness it has to offer. Some of it not so LA, but a lot of, you know, just things that people are curious about. And go
you
for
know,
it and then
what?
Tell you about it.
You know what there is a lot of in LA? Parties.
Oh my gosh, so many parties here. And you hear about the crazy parties, and it's true.
And we went to some of the crazy parties.
We went to two. Well, I went to one, and Susan went to two. So here, so we're going to tell you about it. The first one, we have a friend, who we have a mutual friend who's in a group here in Los Angeles called SPLA, and that stands for Sex Positive Los Angeles.
Which is a great thing to be positive about sex.
So there's a thing that happens to you when you're in your 40s and you're a woman. Now, I realize that's pretty specific, doesn't apply to everybody, might apply to men, blah, blah. But a lot of women I know, like, they hit their 40s and they're like, what the hell? You know, it's like you have to behave a certain way, you have to be good, you have to whatever. And then in your 40s, you're like, fuck that. You know, and it's very liberating.
It is very liberating.
So I think things that I would have thought were like, ooh, eek, that's only, you know, who does that?
Oh my goodness, you old whore, is what I would
have
said.
For weirdos, like 10 years ago, 12 years ago, no, I'm like, that's cool, do what you need to do.
Yep.
Can I see? So SPLA is kind of like that. It's for sex positive Los Angeles people, men and women. I think it's mostly straight people,
right? mostly straight people, but there are gay people.
There
that
are some
are in it
gay are there are there gay men though gay men probably have their own thing.
I think
maybe
there was
bisexual.
Maybe a couple
straight and bisexual people who are interested in
like exploring their sexuality.
Sexy friendships. Exploring their sexuality, etc.
Yeah. I like sexy friendships.
Yeah, sexy friendships.
That's good.
So our friend is in this group, and this group had a party. Party number one was at a dungeon.
Yeah. It was a rental dungeon.
It was a rented dungeon, right? And we were like, sure, what the hell? We'll go.
We'll totally go.
Like, I have to say that I can't... I have a big soft spot for weird... like counterculture things that are just bizarre.
Like Burning Man.
No. No way Burning
that
Man.
That is a weird cultural thing that's so totally bizarre.
I don't know. Like I went to a couple weeks ago, I went to an opera called Hercules versus Vampires.
Right.
And like that kind of weird stuff, you know? Okay. And there was like a big party afterwards with like drag queen dressed as Medusa. And it was just totally random and bizarre.
Safely weird stuff.
No.
Because Burning Man is like, I think it counts as a weird thing.
Are you a burner?
I am not a burner.
Is Jason Kabassi listening to this? He's getting all offended because he is a total burner.
I have never been to Burning Man. I had tickets at one time and I sold them because I got scared at the last minute. Like, you're out in the desert. I hate the desert.
No. I will say I've never been to Burning Man either, so I should not judge.
Don't judge.
But it has quite a reputation, and that is a reputation I am not interested in. I think the things that I'm interested in are pretty urban.
Okay.
Even like the speakeasy thing you're talking about. I'm like, that sounds great. Like kind of like the underbelly of a city and like what sort of how like artistic people express themselves in these bizarre ways.
In the city.
In urban environments, whether it's
flush toilets.
Like, yes, whether it's in hot water, whether it's like this weird opera or, you know, by getting naked in a dungeon.
Okay.
Either of those things. Totally the same. Samesies for me. Same thing. So
Okay, so we get to this party, and people are dressed up.
Yeah, people are dressed dungeon appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, there was a lot of outfitting going on among us.
A lot of leather, I think. There was leather happening. There was a lot of leather. Black and dark colors.
So here's how SPLA works. There's levels.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So as far as I understand it, level one, it's like kind of like the bases, right? Level one is like hugging. Hey, how are you? Yeah. What's up?
Or a book club.
Or a book club, like a very affectionate book club. Level two is like maybe some kissing.
Yeah.
Maybe some very affectionate, maybe some very flirty flirting, right? Mm-hmm.
Flirty flirting.
Very flirty flirting. Kissing. Maybe some kissing. Level three is like boob squeezing, bare boobs.
Three is bare boobs.
Bare boobs above the waist.
Above
action.
The waist.
Even below the waist a little
touching,
bit. Yeah. Fondling.
Fondling.
You know what word is really gross?
What?
Genitals. Isn't genitals a gross, gross
oh
word?
Oh my God. They have this one class. I think it's a level one or two. And it's called Gorgeous Genitals.
Ew.
And it's where you go.
So gross.
And you learn to like love and appreciate genitalia. Now to me, I'm sorry. I just got waxed.
Yeah, good for you.
I got a little triangle wax. Mm-hmm. And I think it's prettier when there's more hair on it to cover it up a little.
Because you look down and you're
it's
like.
It's just a little flappy boobs.
Is it supposed to be that big?
Little, yeah.
Like.
Flappity doo.
Yeah. Totally. I'm just like, oh, this is embarrassing.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I agree. I agree with that. Also, I don't mind the genitals themselves. It's just the word.
Okay.
Like how the U in masturbating completely grosses me out.
T-U-R.
I just feel like that makes
like
that word so gross.
Like pasteurized.
Yes. I pasteurized and I masturbized. So anyway, genitals is a gross word and so is pubic. Pubic is a fucking gross word.
But it has the word pub in it.
True. And pubes are fine. It's just pubic and hair. Ew. It's so gross. I know I don't sound very sex positive right now.
I know.
But I swear
really...
this is just linguistic negative, sex positive.
Okay. All right. You might get like a penalty in the club. Like,
I might.
You'd get a demerit.
I think vagina is a beautiful word. And penis.
I'm sticking with J.
Yeah. No, I like vagina. And penis is totally neutral. It's a nice word.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, so we go to this party in the dungeon. There was a lot of shopping between me and Susan.
Oh my God.
Various friends.
We had to get an outfit. We both got totally new outfits.
Totally new outfits.
Mm-hmm. From head to toe.
Someone might have ordered like four or five pairs of shoes on Zappos because she was in a panic and then returned four pairs. But whatever. She looked really good, I got to say. So.
And I bought a riding crop.
Oh, you did?
And I bought one for you. Do you still have the one I gave you?
Yeah, I have it.
Okay.
It's in my closet.
Mine's red and Amy's is green.
Yeah. It's nice. And we brought you brought your husband. I brought my boyfriend. We did not go with each other.
Stag.
No. Brought a couple other various friends.
Yep.
But it's mostly strangers.
Mm-hmm.
It was, people were dressed for it. So anyway, the rule of this party was it was a level. Okay. So level four is full on fucking.
Yeah. Four is fucking.
And level five, they don't do five.
They don't do five.
Five is like poop.
Five is edge play, what they call edge play.
Yeah. What's
Listen
that?
To me. I sound like all authoritative.
What's edge play?
It.
Is that when someone punches you in the face?
Edge play would be more like blood play.
Oh my God, that's
a
thing.
Cutting, going, like taking it to the edge.
Of
strangling,
murder.
Yeah,
of actual homicide.
Pretty much, yeah.
This is homicide play where I kill you, and then I come on you. This is jail play.
Way to bring it down.
Sorry, sorry. Enough of my sick fantasies. Right.
Okay.
So. So this was a level three party, but it was actually like a level three above the waist party.
Yeah. There was so you could do like naked boobs.
Right.
You could wear a G-string and have your butt cheeks sticking out.
Which a lot of people did. And it was after 9 p.m. It was like level two till 9 or 10 and then afterwards level three. So one of the things I liked about this party was that the rules were so clear.
Yes.
Because you go to a regular party and everyone's thinking that anyway.
Yeah. And now, wait a minute. At the beginning of the party, remember, they had a lady like stand up and say, welcome everyone.
Yes.
Please gather around. And they went over all the rules.
There was an orientation.
Yeah.
It was really handy. And I had a friend there who was on her phone during it. I'm like, you can't play words with friends during this. It was really funny. I'm like, you have to pay attention.
Oh my God. Do She's people like, still play that?
I think so. She was like, I'm sorry. No. It was pretty funny. But yeah, they had a lady who's like, okay, this is a level one hug.
Uh-huh.
This is a level two hug. And it was ridiculous and hilarious and awesome. Hilarious.
But then they also went over like how to say no, like how to say no thank you.
Yeah, they did. And it was really cool. They should do that at all parties. Like, it was like a mixture of like, oh my God, this is hilarious and ridiculous. Yeah. And this is really cool.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how I felt kind of pretty much all night.
It was very sex positive.
It was very sex positive. And I really appreciated those rules because everybody was very respectful of them. Mm-hmm. It was a very respectful crowd.
So what else happened at this party, Amy?
So at this party, you were allowed to, you could not use any of the stuff.
You couldn't use any of the like equipment. You could use, they had like a massage table.
Yeah, there was like a massage table. There was like a spanking bench thing. Uh-huh. There was a big bed that was quite popular.
There was a big bed.
There was a snuggle zone with the covers around it and stuff. Mm-hmm.
There was like a big X on the wall.
Yeah, you could like tie yourself up or your friend up. There was, we brought like the riding crops and magic wand or two, I think. There's no penetration.
I didn't see a magic wand.
There was a magic wand and there was a sign that said, use on each other, not in each other.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
There was a safe word station where it said, take a safe word, leave a safe word with little pieces of paper and you could write them down.
Did you write one?
I think I might have.
I think I wrote broccoli.
Oh, really? Mine's always Baked Alaska.
Baked Alaska?
The first time I ever heard of a safe word was in college and that was my friend's, Baked Alaska. And now it's mine.
Oh, you stole it.
Yeah, I did.
Or did you just kind of like borrow it?
I co-opted it.
You co-opted it. There you go. Okay. Franchised.
Yes, true. I made it more popular.
Nice.
It went viral. And there was food.
There was food.
There was a lot of drinks, which we needed.
Yeah. And I even helped bartend a little bit.
You did. Mm-hmm. You did.
Because you know what? Here's the thing. There's nothing like going to a party, feeling like, holy shit, I don't know anyone here. What the fuck? Get behind the bar. Just start making drinks.
Yeah, no, it's a good idea.
And then
or get in front of the bar and start drinking drinks.
Yeah.
That works
either
too.
Either of those.
Yes, either of those is a good option. So, and I worked the door a little bit. I was like, okay, people were starting to come in. It was like $5 or $10. Mm-hmm. Our door person wasn't there. So I'm like, okay, I'll just sit at the door. And that was fun because I got to see, like, this nice lady came in with like her cashmere overcoat and like her hair in her little bun. She looked very like office-y. And she took off her coat and she's wearing like a bra and like a tiny little thong, you know? I was like, oh, your tag's sticking out. She's like, oops. You know, she's like tucking it all in her underwear.
That's
she's like,
awesome.
Oh, I'm so sexy. Like, it was very real, you know? And so did you find anything sexy about it?
I liked the bed. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you go to these hotels, these fancy new hotels, and they have these cool clubs or like cabanas and they have like these like outside beds available around the pool and you don't think like, oh, that's for people to have sex on.
Right.
You think like, oh, that's a nice little relaxing zone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of the same thing at this party. It was like, oh, it's a nice place to like sit. There's like people sitting all around the bed.
Well, people are making out
there
on the bed too.
There were people making out and then there was like a little spanking session happening there at one point.
Yeah.
But it was a nice addition where, it, you know, that bed didn't just mean one thing.
Right.
It meant, you know, you could do whatever.
It was basically like a sexy makeout party.
It was a sexy makeout party.
At one point, Tim turned to me and said, this is the best post-homecoming party I've ever been to. Because it kind of felt like a high school party where nobody had anywhere to go. So everyone's just making out, you know, except for now we're like our parents' age from back then.
Yeah. And most people came as couples. Like it was a lot of...
Most people came as couples.
Yeah, it was a lot of couples that came.
I think a lot of people there were interested in being with other couples,
like
which is
swingers.
Not like swingers. It's not something that.
But if they were swinging, it happened after, like when they went home. Or something.
And at 9 o'clock, it did change. Like there was one guy who was walking around, whatever. And next time I saw him, he was wearing like a net bodysuit and a feather boa.
Oh, I met
that guy.
Him.
I was like, oh, he's like, oh yeah, I'm exploring my feminine side. I'm like, oh, good for
Ben.
You.
Yeah,
That's cool, Ben. I met a guy who'd been in the lifestyle for like 20 years. Remember that guy? So I got to ask him all my million questions, which I did. Mm-hmm. He said they had two kids. He and his wife. He had like a wife and like three girlfriends and like a friends with benefits.
Oh, you know what they call that? Poly. That's the new thing.
Yeah. Poly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he was in the lifestyle of being polyamorous and in this more BDSM thing. But I'm like, you must be, how do you keep, I mean, it's hard enough having one spouse and a couple kids.
Yeah.
Like, are there spreadsheets? Like, how do you keep track of everybody?
Like,
you know?
I'm going out with, you know, girlfriend, I can't remember what they call, there's like a, what do they call the main person? The
Sister wave?
No. There's a name for
it. Oh, yeah. No, there's a name for it. Like your primary.
Primary. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Yeah. The primary. Mm-hmm. And then there's secondaries. Like all these different secondaries.
Right, right.
So like keeping track of all the secondaries.
And you got to know your place. I mean, it gets super complicated. You have to know your place.
Like if you are a secondary, mm-hmm. can you be someone else's primary?
I'm sure.
Yes. Sure, I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
Yeah. Okay.
You just can't start making demands, primary demands on your secondary guy if you're a secondary.
That's
you can't
true.
Be like, you have to go to this work party with me, you know, because he'll be like, well, I am married, so too bad.
This is, I mean, that kind of lifestyle has got to take so much communication.
Like, that's another thing. It's like you have to be, in order to sustain that, you have mm-hmm. to be pretty freaking mature.
Yeah.
Pretty mature. Super and you have to be mature. Ready to be like, at any time, I think the primaries can say, I'm calling it off.
Yeah.
I've got to take a break from it. I can't do it.
And you know, I think that's why most of the people there, I don't know if you noticed this, but like most everyone there was, it looked like, you know, in their 30s and 40s.
Yeah, it's true.
There were no young
I think it
kids
is.
There.
I think the lifestyle, whatever this is a game for older people.
Yeah.
Because like I said, when you get 40, you're like, oh yeah, let's try it, whatever.
Yeah.
In your 20s, you're like, oh my God, hee hee.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird.
And you keep so much inside and private and like, I can't let anyone know that.
Right. Or, what if they think I'm a whore?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're 40, you're like, I am a whore.
Yeah.
Come on.
Bring it.
Exactly. So I, you know, and then you hear rumors about these things, these kinds of parties, and you're like, and people are like, oh, and the people are so unattractive. Like, you think people are going to be hot, but they're super unattractive.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe some, but
okay, that was,
for
there was,
the most part, mm-hmm. people were pretty attractive there.
Yeah. I was going to say.
And there were some straight up hotties.
If you're going to find attractive people at one of these parties, it will either be here in LA or New York.
Yeah.
And I would say it's 50-50.
Yeah.
Some people, not so attractive. Other people, like, meh, kind of cute. Most people, normal looking. It wasn't
normal.
Like,
yeah.
Like, on the either end of the normal scale.
Right.
Less attractive or more. But what I thought was kind of sexy about it was just the open vibe.
Mm.
So it wasn't like being surrounded by hotties who wanted to jump on me, you know,
right.
or I want to jump on. It was more just like this openness was really kind of cool.
It was very cool.
And how straightforward it was and how respected the rules were and everybody mm-hmm. was there for the same reason. And like, if I was talking to a guy and then Tim came up and, you know, I'd be with Tim. You know, it was pretty obvious that I wasn't going to be with the guy. The guy was like, oh, that's cool. You know what I mean? Like, it just was not an issue, which I thought was like, that was like pretty sexy.
It was refreshing.
Yeah.
I want to say. Because like, like when I was there, sure, there were guys like hitting on me, but mm-hmm. you know that they do not expect anything back in return.
Right.
They may like flirt with you and hope. Mm-hmm. But there's no harm, no foul on either end.
Yeah.
You know?
As opposed to like a other party where they may flirt with you and hope. And if you're like, all of a sudden you're making promises if you flirt back.
Yeah.
But this one, it was just like, we're all there.
Yeah.
We're all talking. If you don't want to, you don't have to.
Yeah.
Which should be standard, you know? But like, it was nice to, it just felt like a lack of pressure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that made, I think, a lot of people feel a lot freer to do stuff they wouldn't ordinarily do.
Mm.
Like, I got spanked and it was really fun.
Yes.
Yeah, it was really fun.
I spanked you.
You
a little
did.
Bit.
It was really fun.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good time.
It was a good party.
Yeah.
And afterwards, I felt like that was so fun and so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I never need to go to another one.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I can't.
That's right. We were talking. It's like, you can't top that party.
I was like, I can't beat this one. It's everything I wanted it to be. It was ridiculous and hilarious and sexy and fun. And I don't feel like I need to do it. Like, doing it again, like, I don't want to ruin this experience by doing it again.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily need to do the same thing again because I already did it.
Because you already did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that transitions nicely into my party.
Yes, it does.
Because the party that I went to.
Susan was like, I am going to do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the occasion presented itself to go to this thing called Kinky Salon.
Mm-hmm.
And it was held downtown LA. And, you know, after that sexy dungeon party, we were like, oh my God, that was the best party I have ever been to in my life.
Since high school.
Since high school. So like, how can we top that? You can't top that. We can't do that again.
Mm-hmm.
But then this Kinky Salon thing came up and a friend of mine had been to a previous one and she said that it was amazing.
Yeah.
I'm like, better than that dungeon party thing? She's like, yes. So I'm like, okay,
Kinky Salon,
Kinky
level
Salon,
4.
Here I come.
Yep.
So yeah, Kinky Salon is a level 4. So mm-hmm. that means they're fucking. Mm-hmm. And they have this thing called the playroom. So, well, let me start at the beginning.
Okay.
So once again, every Kinky Salon is themed. So last month or 2 months ago, it was pirate. So the thing about Kinky Salon is it's all about creativity. And if you do not show up in a costume, they will turn you away.
Whoa.
No matter if you have bought tickets or not. It's wow, like you are there to that. Add to the environment, to okay. add to the artistic creativity. Mm-hmm. You must be
see,
in
urban
a costume.
Counterculture artiness mm-hmm. plus fucking. Equals fun party.
Equals fun party. So so my husband and I, of course, got totally costumed up. It was astrological was mm-hmm. the theme. So he bought a suit at Goodwill and painted a galaxy on it. And it looked so cool.
It was really cool.
He was like stopped every 10 minutes. Like, can I take cool. a picture of that? Mm-hmm. And I was the night sky. So I just had this black dress with like little sequins on it and stuff. And a little, you know how you can make a top out of fishnet stockings?
No, I guess you can make a bodysuit out of one because that guy wore it. But I don't know how you make a top
so
out of it.
Here's how you make a really cool top out of fishnet stockings. And they can be the footless kind or the toe-in mm-hmm. kind. Toe-in?
Footed?
Footed.
Okay,
go.
Yeah.
Footful. So you cut the toes off mm-hmm. to make the sleeves so your hands mm-hmm. can pop out the sleeves. Mm-hmm. You cut a big hole in the crotch. Mm-hmm. That's where your head goes through. And you just put it on like a shirt. So the waistband is still the waistband, but you turn it upside down.
Oh.
And you stick your head through the crotch and your arms through the legs.
Oh, I get it.
And it's like a little toppling.
That is so innovative.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you make that up?
No, that's a New York thing from
okay.
a long
Very
time
creative.
Ago.
Did you wear a bra with it? I would hope.
I did not on this particular night.
Were your boobs hanging out?
My boobs were netted. They were netted
How
in.
How big were the fishnet nets?
It was like a small, like you could see that I was... You
but
know.
It wasn't like the big squares.
No, okay. It wasn't the big All squares. Right. It wasn't like boob.
Right,
you
boob,
know.
Boob, pattern boob.
Yeah. Ow. They were
okay.
netted in.
Okay.
So anyway, this was a pair of fishnets that had stars on them, so I figured that fit in with astrological. Mm-hmm. So I was wearing that, and then this strapless little like ballet gown, black thing with mm-hmm. little silver beads on it. And sparkly silver thigh-high mm. tights mm-hmm. and my thigh-high boots with little studded stars
oh,
up
very
the back
nice.
Of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I was themed, you know. Mm-hmm. I also made a cape out of a sheet and I glued on silver stars.
This is very cute.
To further my night uh-huh. sky theme. So it was held in this loft downtown. So we got there and went up the elevator, and at the door there's a doorman, and he kind of makes sure that you have your tickets mm-hmm. and a costume, and then mm-hmm. he lets you in, and then there's some more people that check your name again on another list. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Wow. Just in case.
And then you go over here and there's an orientation.
Same kind?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Like they just go down the rules, like respect everyone. Mm-hmm. Everyone is allowed to have their own opinion and creativity
Good.
And whatever and blah, blah, blah. No criticism. Just, have fun. Be respectful. Mm-hmm. What was the other one? Oh, yeah. Be safe.
Of course.
Which means, like, wear a condom if you go and fuck somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you're ushered into...
Wait, I have a question.
Okay.
What were some of the other costumes?
Let's see. Well, there was, you could be like any astrological sign. Mm-hmm. There was like a Leo mm-hmm. and other stuff. And they had a body painting there, so you mm-hmm. could get a tattoo of your sign.
Mm-hmm.
What were the other costumes? There were a lot of like, not gypsies, but like kind of hippie, mm-hmm. like flower child, star
okay.
child
I see.
Kind of thing.
Okay.
What else was there? There were some gypsies, mm-hmm. gypsy men and gypsy women. Fortune teller kind of thing.
I see.
What else? Oh, superheroes.
Okay.
Because they fly in the sky.
In the sky, in the astrologicals.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's about it. Like everyone was pretty, it was pretty tame costumes, mm-hmm. but you could tell that people put thought into them.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
What else? So we get in there and there's a DJ and it's this nice, big, huge open loft and they have a bar and bartenders. Oh, and another thing is you bring your own alcohol.
Mm.
So I made up, what did I make? I made, God, what was it? Cassis Cosmos.
Oh, yum.
And I put them in a huge like Fuji water bottle because I didn't want to bring like something that I had to take back home.
Of course.
So it was this huge thing. And so you put the name of who's allowed to drink that drink. Mm-hmm. So instead of putting like me and my friend and all these names, I just put Miss Kitty. Mm-hmm. So then I told the people that I came with, like, if you want a drink, just say, give me a Miss Kitty.
Oh, very nice.
So like that was cute. So they provided cups and ice, and then they would just pour your drink. And then if you wanted to go outside to the smoking patio, you had to go down 3 flights of stairs in your thigh-high, super-high boots.
Right, of course.
And then back up. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of a bummer, but whatever. You meet really cool people.
I'm sure.
You know, when you go out to the smoking patio.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the place you can really strike up a conversation.
For sure.
Yeah. There and in line for the bathroom.
Yes.
I met this guy that lives like 3 blocks away from us.
Oh.
There.
That's nice.
Super nice guy. Yeah. He and his wife were there.
Oh.
He was dressed as a gypsy.
New friends.
His wife was an alien.
Uh-huh.
She had like little
oh,
alien.
Oh, that's a cute idea.
Alien antenna. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was a lot of fun. Like yeah. Everyone we met there was so nice.
I bet.
It was amazing.
So was it like a similar vibe of like, hey, we're all here. We all have this. We're all at this weird party. We
yeah.
all understand the rules.
Yeah, pretty
Maybe
much.
Maybe we're going to have sex later.
Oh, they also had a fungeon.
How is that different than a dungeon?
A fungeon is different from a dungeon because the name is different.
Okay.
That's the only difference I could see. I didn't go into the fungeon, but they had like these sheer curtains kind of cordoning it off.
Okay.
And you could see there was some whippins, some floggins,
some chainins,
some tying upins.
All right.
And oh my God, there was this guy that had. Okay, so you know when you go camping and you make s'mores and you put the marshmallow on the stick and then you hold the marshmallow in the you know, burning embers, glowing embers, and then suddenly, whoosh, they catch on fire. Mm-hmm. And then you blow it out.
Yep.
So this guy had 2 of these, like, marshmallow skewers with marshmallows on the end, but they weren't marshmallows, obviously.
Tiki torch?
They were on fire, he was like, whooshing them on this lady's back.
Oh, was this in the fungeon or in the party?
In the fungeon.
Oh, fun.
And it looked really cool.
Yeah.
And I was like, like, I would be interested in what that feels like or what's going on there.
Yeah.
So there was that. And what else? Oh, they had entertainment. They had like, sort of burlesque, but not really burlesque. They had 4 acts and they were all in the elements. So earth, wind, fire, and air.
Cool.
So the first one was earth. I don't know why. She was just wearing brown, I guess.
Okay.
She had a ukulele. Mm-hmm. And she played her ukulele and sang these kind of like weird, naughty songs.
Which sounds entertaining to me.
It was entertaining, but I'm like, okay, all right. Mm-hmm. And then fire came out. Mm-hmm. And fire was this girl dressed in red. Mm-hmm. And she had hula hoops. And she had 2 hula hoops.
Okay, put a pin in the hula hoop thing because I got to talk about it later.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So she kept these 2 hula hoops going on various parts of her body while she stripped down to pasties and a thong.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hula hoop.
She kept them going the whole time.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And then was water. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, it was this girl dressed in blue. Uh-huh.
Dressed in clear.
And she was an amazing dancer. She was obviously like into ballet and I don't know what else. But she did these crazy things with her legs. Like she stood on her hands and made her legs do arm things.
Really?
Yeah.
Like sign her name and get a glass of water?
Pretty much.
Wow.
Like her legs were doing dance things that you can make your arms do, but I've never seen legs do that.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was crazy. I don't know how else to explain it except
that's
that.
That's cool. Did you talk on the phone? There's so many things she could have done with legs doing arm things.
Arm dance moves.
Okay,
with
that's
her legs
cool.
In
wow.
the air.
All right.
Yeah, it was cool. And then air was last, and everyone had to turn around and look away because there was a little stage where all this happened. So everyone turned around, and one of the guys hung this big hoop from the ceiling. So we're like, oh boy, what's this going to be?
Yeah.
because the acts were just like getting better and better. And it was these two girls. So they were like representing Air and Gemini, because they were two girls that looked exactly the same.
Okay.
And
wait, what color were they wearing for Air?
They were wearing like nude mm-hmm. color and black.
Okay. Fair enough.
I don't know why that's Air, but.
Okay.
Just, you know. So they did this act on this suspended, it looked like a hula hoop, mm-hmm. but much stronger, of right. course. And they did all these crazy.
So it was like a Cirque du Soleil
dancing. Yeah. Cool. Totally like Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That sounds really fun.
It was amazing. Yeah. It was like, oh my God, how are they doing that?
And I love really that cool. stuff. Yeah, that yeah. is cool. That sounds really fun.
So there was that. And then after that, I met the lady that is kind of in charge of going around and being the host mm-hmm. of all these kinky salons. And I guess they do these all around the world.
Yeah.
Like Spain and Germany and London and mm-hmm. elsewhere.
And Europe.
And yeah.
Other places around the world, meaning just in Europe. But go ahead. Yeah. Alaska, well, no, Peru, India.
In Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, they love it in Pakistan.
New York. Japan?
Iran.
I don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
But anyway, she was really nice. And she mm-hmm. said, like, this is like how she makes her living. Is she wow. goes around and hosts these parties. I was wow. like, oh, tough job.
Yeah.
She's like, well, it's a lot. She was Australian. And yeah, she just like travels around and does promotion. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing.
Okay, now tell us about the sex part.
Okay. So then, John and I were like, let's go peek in the playroom. Because mm-hmm. we were very curious, like, what's going on in there?
Yeah.
So it was kind of like it wasn't hidden, mm-hmm. but it was definitely in a corner.
Okay.
And there was a lady there that was kind of watching, like, okay, this, you know, if you want to come in here, you're not just going to stand there and watch people. You're going to mm-hmm. come in to do something. Mm. So we're like, oh, you know, there's a guard.
Okay.
So she was standing out by this.
A sex guard. A sex guard. Proctor.
She was standing out by a pile of like hand towels mm-hmm. and a box of condoms. Mm-hmm. An artfully done
But you know what? That's fair. You don't want people to just come in and like jerk themselves off.
I know.
Because that's creepy.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, totally. So, but we were so curious. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if we want to go in there, yeah. but we'll go and look. So we like peeked. We kind of were just like walking up as if we were going to go in.
Just like putting your toe over the line.
Right. So we're like, oh yeah, we're going in. We're going to go see what's happening. Mm-hmm. So we got there, and as we got closer, what we could see mm-hmm. is a bunch of butts going a wompa wompa
oh,
wompa
no.
wompa.
Gross. So, that does not sound sexy.
It was a bunch of butts. And here's the thing.
Bare butts.
It was good because there was no room.
Oh.
There, it was completely
No room
full.
In the playroom?
So our little ruse of like, oh, yes, we're totally going in, mm-hmm. totally worked because there was no room to go in. So we just like went in. We're like, oh, there's no room. And then we just came back out. We're like, and then we get like 10 feet. We're like, oh, my God, like giggling yeah. like school children.
And you went Did home you and screwed the hell out of each other, right?
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah.
So wow. yeah, but we
now. Do you think if there was room in the sex room, is that something that you'd be interested
no,
in
we
doing
were,
in the
we
future?
We were experiencing. We were being experiencers.
And I'm asking if you want to further experience it.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll yeah. put a pin in that.
Okay, good.
But it was a very interesting.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun party.
Yeah, and I think we were the only ones there giggling like schoolgirls. Like,
really?
We were definitely like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to say not being respectful, but, mm-hmm. you know, it was our first time there yeah. and we're getting over it. You know?
Yeah.
Like, hee hee hee. So.
Sounds fun, though. That makes me curious about going to one of those, too.
That was the sex party.
Sex
story.
Parties in Los Angeles.
Gotta
now it's like
them.
You've all been to one with us.
Yep.
And now what should we talk about?
That's it, man.
That's it.
Is that
our whole episode?
Yeah,
I know. No pun intended. We totally climaxed with that. And now we're just tired and snuggling.
So, yeah, that was the sex party. It was awesome.
Yeah. Sexy party, sex party.
Now, have you ever been to a party where people have been doing it in, like, the bedroom or whatever? Like, you know how you see, like, on high school movies and mm-hmm. stuff? There's always, like, house party, and then in the parents' room upstairs,
yes,
there's,
yeah.
like, you know, two people going at it.
Of course.
And one of them probably getting pregnant.
Probably. And hopefully it's not you. Yeah.
Have you ever been to a party like that?
I'm sure I have.
Oh, but you never walked in on anyone or like?
I'm sure I have. Like, I can't remember exactly, but I know there were parties like that.
Right. You're
like, who's in the bedroom just doing it?
Oh.
Yeah. But see, I can't remember anything specific.
I never went to a party like that.
Well, I mean, in high school, that wasn't what you were.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I wasn't really like that in high, but you more so than you were.
Yeah.
I was never the person in the room doing it, but we're always like, who's making out?
Right.
Oh my God, I accidentally walked in on someone.
Oh,
or whatever.
Man.
Yeah, that happened. Geez. Or college, I think, was more like that.
Yeah.
College parties.
I don't think I ever even did that in college.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because everyone was so busy just like getting stoned in the living room.
Right.
No one ever even made it to a bedroom.
That's true. You must have been to parties like that in New York, though.
I don't know. Oh my God. Do you want to know about this one party I went to?
Yeah.
Holy crap. So I go to this party and the first thing, I was with my friend. So I knew two people there because she was meeting her boyfriend there.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to the party. You enter through the kitchen and there's this big, huge pot of something cooking on the stove. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, thank God, because I'm starving.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so hungry. So I went over to the stove and I'm like, oh, what you got cooking there? And he's like, shroom tea. I was like, oh. And then he said something. I don't remember exactly what he said, but the tone of it was, I'm not giving any to you. This is for, you know, my people over here.
Miss Kitty only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I didn't want any anyway. You know, jerk. I'm not into that.
Ass face. Yeah. What a jerk.
So I'm like, all right. So then we went to, luckily, I think we brought like wine coolers or some lame thing like that with us. So we went to the living room and we're hanging out, listening to music, looking at all the New York people. And then I had to go to the bathroom. So I went down the hall to the bathroom and I noticed, I looked to my right, and there's a bunch of people sitting around a little low circular table and they're passing something around. So I like stop and I kind of look and like, oh, hi guys. And you know, they're passing around this, I think it was a marijuana pipe.
Okay.
Or a bong. I don't remember, but it was marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of like, the tone was like, go away, little girl.
Oh my gosh.
This is not for you.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just went to the bathroom like, fine, whatever. Mm-hmm. I didn't, you know, I'm just here to drink my wine cooler, whatever.
Right. I've got my Zima. I don't know anything else.
Oh my God. I used to drink Zima.
Zimas were good.
Yeah.
Zimas were really good.
So I went to the bathroom and I came out and the person behind me was waiting with a little, this is fucking ridiculous, with a little brown vial with some white powdery substance in it.
Uh-huh.
And they were waiting for the bathroom. And I knew, like, I didn't even want to, like, acknowledge.
They're not sharing that for sure.
Because they weren't going to share that.
Yeah.
Not that I wanted it anyway. Mm-hmm. So I walk out. I go back to my friend. I'm like, oh, my God, there's a lot of drugs at this party. And she's like, yeah, I know. I'm thinking of, let's go see what's happening in the bedroom.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm like, yeah, because we've hit pretty much, you know, what's left. Like, heroin and...
Right.
I don't, what else?
Shooting up, yeah, heroin and freebasing or pharmaceuticals.
Pharmaceuticals?
Yeah.
So we're like, let's go in the bedroom because we noticed there were people in there. The door was open, but we didn't, you know, go in. So we both go over to the bedroom and sure enough, they were smoking hash in the bedroom.
Jeez.
And that's where we got offered something.
Oh,
finally.
Those nice hashish smokers.
Yeah. And I'm like, I've never smoked. I don't want hash. I don't even know what it does.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
So, did you do it?
No, I didn't do it.
I did it once.
Yeah?
Yeah.
My friend did, but I didn't. I was like, I don't really know what it does, and I don't know what it is, so no thank you.
I felt it was like 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I felt exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly the same, except for it felt like my head and my hands were floating about an inch away from my body.
Oh.
It was kind of cool.
Interesting.
And that was it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then like 2 hours later.
And then I was fine.
Totally normal.
Yeah. That was kind of like that was my speed. That was pretty cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was not a sex party. It was
no.
a drug party, but yeah.
Not a drug party for you either.
Not a drug party for me. For everyone else there it was.
It was a Zima party.
It was a Zima.
It's pretty much you and Bartles and James having a good time.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Hey guys, I think we're going to wrap it up. We're sitting here looking at each other like, You know, yeah. We thought this would have lasted longer.
Yeah.
We usually can go a lot longer.
Yeah, we usually can.
This usually does not happen to us.
It very rarely does this ever happen.
It's just that you guys made us pretty excited.
Yeah. And it's not you.
It's not you. It's us.
It's us.
It's you guys are super sexy.
Yeah.
And then it was us and we just got too excited and we went too fast and we didn't.
Shot our wad.
We didn't pace it, the podcast, like we should have.
Our cadence was off.
Cadence was off. And, you know, it was short, but we hope it was fast and hard, and we hope that you guys will see us again. And
hope you had a good time.
Not tell your friends.
Yeah, don't.
This happened
to
us.
Yeah,
we did it with one of your friends once, and this did not happen. But we do want to say goodbye, and we will see you next week.
And we love you.
And we love you guys. Want to give a little shout out to our old listener with the new name, Big Margarita.
Big Margarita.
I always like seeing him on our Facebook page.
Yep.
And the rest of you, if you haven't liked our Facebook page, you should do that. If you have not left us a review on iTunes, you should for sure do that.
Yeah.
I was going to read that one this week. Completely forgot about it. Next week, we're going to read some.
Going to read some.
So between this week and next week, make sure to leave your iTunes review because we're going to read them.
We're going to read them. Remember when
and
we
were
going to
respond in depth. And it's going to be super embarrassing for everybody. So do it. And you should follow us on Twitter at the Because Show.
Yep. Twitter is at the Because Show. And Instagram is also at the Because Show.
And that works out nicely.
If you'd like to email us, you can email at becauseshow@gmail.com. And that will come directly to my inbox.
And if you want to listen to our show, you can also do it on Bald Move.
Oh, yeah. And
Bald Move Network.
The Bald Move guys.
Yeah.
If you ever buy anything on Amazon, just go through Bald Move. And then it helps pay for our bandwidth and stuff.
It doesn't cost you any more money.
Yep.
And Bald Move gets pennies on your dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And we can stay on the air.
And we get off on it.
And we get off on it, too. It doesn't take much, obviously. Nope. Just buy some kitty litter and some, you know, saran wrap. And, you know, that's all we need.
Done.
Every good time had by all.
Yep.
All right, Miss Susan, any last words?
Wumpa, 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 wumpa.
It's two for Bartles, two for James. Talk to you next week.
Yep. Love you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Set it up and tear it down. A sucker says what? Keeps me up all night.